The latest world sport from the BBC now with Aaron Armstrong. Coming up, could Carlos Tevez be on the verge of quitting football? Four more teams can qualify for the World Cup this weekend. Portugal are confident they'll make it to South Africa, even without Cristiano Ronaldo.
This is about us. This is not about me, not about him, about Antonio or Sino. This is about the national team of Portugal, and we have enough ammunition.
And Nadal and Djokovic are through to the semi-finals of the Paris Masters. Carlos Tevez will consider retiring from football if Argentina win next year's World Cup. The Manchester City striker says he'd like to spend more time with his family and is also concerned about his limited opportunities under national team coach Diego Maradona. Tevez made the admission in a candid interview with the ESPN Spanish correspondent Martin Einstein, and he told me Tevez is simply burnt out.
He was very open and very reasonable and with no excuses, he said that he was not enjoying playing the game anymore. That for him, that was the point where he felt that he had to take or to make a decision on quitting. He said that he will try to, you know, play a couple of more years, but that he doesn't feel the need of playing professional football anymore. I know that Carlos would like to finish his career at Boca Juniors, but right now he feels tired. He doesn't feel the joy of the game anymore, and I think he's thinking about this very seriously.
The Argentina squad is currently in Madrid ahead of their friendly international against Spain. Football's world governing body FIFA have asked the Egyptian authorities to provide written guarantees that security will be increased ahead of the crucial World Cup qualifier against Algeria in Cairo. It follows claims that Egyptian supporters threw stones at the Algerian team bus, injuring two people. Claims the Egyptian media say are exaggerated. Egypt need to beat Algeria by 3 goals to reach the World Cup finals. A 2-0 victory will put the teams level on points and goal difference, leading to a playoff. But the Egyptian broadcaster Adam El Kamouni says that's unlikely to happen.
You have two scenarios, bad one and a good one. You don't have a medium one. I think it's going to be either a very good game for the Egyptian side, which I mean we finish here in Cairo. I don't think, in my opinion, it's either going to be Algeria or Egypt in Cairo. There is not going to be a third or a second game which is going to be played in Sudan, which is like a FIFA game to determine who wins. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's either going to be us or them here in Cairo Stadium. So it's a 50-50 chance.
Tunisia could end Nigeria's hopes of qualifying. The North Africans lead Group B by 2 points going into their final game away to Mozambique. Nigeria need to beat Kenya in Nairobi and hope Tunisia slip up to stand any chance of reaching the tournament. Tunisia defender Yassine Mekari says his teammates are confident they can qualify for a fourth successive World Cup.
For me and every player from here is a dream. I think only two or three players played before a World Cup in this team, and I think for me it will be the most important match in my life. Yeah. This chance you can never have again in your life, and we have to give all and all the best, and yeah, then can we win.
And either Cameroon or Gabon will clinch the other spot from Group A. Now, the head of the organising committee for next year's event, Danny Jordan, believes hosting the World Cup will be as significant for South Africa as the end of apartheid. Jordan also told the BBC World Service he's confident the tournament will benefit the whole continent.
The preparation has already dealt with the sceptics that South Africa will not be ready, that Africa cannot host major event, that the infrastructure will not be of high quality, and all of the doubts have been cast over many, many years since the award in 2004. And now we sit in a position where we can truly claim that our stadiums must rank amongst the best in the world and must rank about the best stadiums ever to host a World Cup. So I think all of these would be a lesson and a message from the African continent that we can be African and world class.
Now, Bahrain will be hoping to make footballing history by qualifying for their first ever World Cup. They take on New Zealand in Wellington with the tie delicately poised after a 0-0 draw in the first leg. New Zealand have been to the finals on one previous occasion, and their captain Ryan Nelson says his All Whites team are determined to get there again.
A small country like New Zealand, you know, 3 or 4 million, we could actually be playing against the likes of England or the likes of Brazil, you know. And I think that's the absolute beauty of the World Cup. It's not the best 32 teams in the world. It is a world game, and it's ripped into on the world stage. And so I think for New Zealand to get it would be a great coup for, I suppose, the smaller nations who are around the world all trying to achieve to get to the World Cup. And obviously for New Zealand, it'll be another a major tick in the box for some of the stuff that, you know, as a sporting country that they can say they've done, because it's for what we do, we punch above our weight all the time, so it'll be pretty cool.
In Europe, the first legs of the 4 qualifying playoff matches will take place on Saturday. Portugal are without Cristiano Ronaldo, but still start as favourites for their match against Bosnia-Herzegovina. And coach Carlos Queiroz says the game is about the team rather than individual players.
First of all, I'm sure they can check how Portugal can perform, because we play some crucial games during the qualification period without Ronaldo as well. But this moment, this is about us. This is not about me, not about him, about Antonio or Simão. This is about the national team of Portugal. And we have enough ammunition from the individual point of view and collective point of view to give the right answer.
Now, the 1998 World Cup winners France take on the Republic of Ireland in Dublin. The Ireland manager Giovanni Trapattoni has already named 10 of his starting lineup, but he is yet to decide between Stoke's Liam Lawrence or Celtic's Aidan McGeady for the final spot. The Sunderland chairman Niall Quinn, who won 92 caps for Ireland, says their preparations have been perfect.
I have to say, as the week has gone on, I spent the last few days here in Dublin, and as the week has gone on, I think there's a steel message coming out of the Irish camp. You know, I don't think there's fear in the air, but I like what's coming out of the Irish camp. A lot of good mind games. I think Trapattoni is probably a past master at that, and I think it's good to see Richard Dunne coming out and being a strong leader and being quite vocal about how you know, France have weaknesses, and you know, for once I think there's a group or a strong mindset within the Irish camp that, you know, we're not probably going to settle for being unlucky losers this time. I like that feeling that's come out in the last few days.
Greece play Ukraine and Russia face Slovenia in the other European playoffs. In tennis, Rafael Nadal will play Novak Djokovic for a place in the final of the Paris Masters on Saturday. Nadal knocked out the defending champion Joe Wilfried Tsonga 7-5, 7-5, while Djokovic defeated Robin Söderling in 3 sets. And both players are looking forward to the encounter.
I play many times actually against Rafa more than any other player, so we don't need to spend the words on Rafa. He's a big champion and plays really well on all the surfaces, big fighter.
He's doing really good end of the season, so it's going to be a challenge for me and a good test. He's the favorite in this kind of surfaces, but I'm here to keep improving, and we will see what's happened tomorrow. No?
Gael Monfils kept alive French fans' hopes of another home champion with a 3-set win against Marin Cilic, and he'll play Radek Stefanik, who progressed when Juan Martín Del Potro retired hurt. Our top story again, Carlos Tevez will consider retiring from football if Argentina win next year's World Cup. The Manchester City striker says he'd like to spend more time with his family and is also concerned about his limited opportunities under national team coach Diego Maradona. More on all of our stories and the World Cup qualifiers, of course, that's on our website, bbcworldservice.com. Just click on Sport.